How's everybody doing? Any questions? Anybody have anything that's up, or Joy or Jean? Have you got things that you've been chatting in here while
I've
I was
been chatting? Everybody's really doing good. They're really moving, ready for third chakra. So, and you know, we were just telling them what a great healing this is. You know, so I think that's what they're really looking forward to right now, because they're going to have their own Zoom after this tonight.
Okay, awesome. Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Good. And after this, I've got one more, and then, well, it's 1:14 in the morning here in Spain. So I'll be not having another Zoom after that one. So let's just talk about, this final support. Hang on. Let me grab my.
All right, shall we spotlight him? What?
Spinal support. Oh,
there we go.
Okay.
You're spotlighted, Reese.
We got you spotlighted.
Oh, wow.
Hey, wow.
Aren't you special?
Thank you. Everybody, you know, at least you noticed that I'm super, super special. And it is. Third chakra is about being super, super special. It's actually not. When you're in your third chakra, it wouldn't even cross your mind that you're special. Okay. It only crosses your mind that you're special when you're really super special. Because it makes you something better than you actually are. Because when you are who you are, it's just like, I just love being alive. There's nothing, you know, it's just like, that unique life that's in you is just so, it's so delicious. You know, you wouldn't be thinking this is special, because as soon as you think this is special, you lose it, right? You know, you wouldn't waste that time. It's like, oh, I wouldn't waste any time doing that. I'm just going to enjoy it more and more and more. So yeah, third chakra is awesome. Well, I guess we'll do the healing first, and then we can ask any questions you have about things. So I loved Carolyn Mace's little statement that says, we need a backbone, not a wishbone. And basically the life purpose line, you know, we've got these chakras over here. The chakras themselves are kind of wishbones, right? Your body and your chakras are these, you know, there's kind of like this, they're super needy. They're just need machines. And yet they hook into this vertical current of energy in your body called your life purpose line. Okay. And life purpose gravity line. And that is really a metaphysical energetic source that comes right out of this soul point, this black hole inside of you, right? This sort of like each of us has every body in the universe, every atom, every molecule, every person, every planet, every galaxy, every supercluster of galaxies, all have in the center of it a black hole, which when you're on the other side of the event horizon, there's no light at all because no light gets out. But as soon as you get on the outside of it, it becomes this explosion of light that we're calling the Big Bang. Okay. But we are literally the other side of it. We're the material side of this infinite well of energy. Okay. So we literally in every person, in every atom, in every nucleus of every atom, there's enough energy to create an entire universe. Okay. So we have to understand that we are this incredible source of energy. Now that creates this vertical line, and inside of our physical structure. So we have this energetic structure of the chakras, which runs seventh chakra all the way down to the first chakra, which is straight down. And they hook into and create, just like if you picture I don't have any of my pictures here, but if you picture the vertical line of energy that runs between the core of the Earth, here's the Earth. So from the core of the Earth all the way up, and you're standing here in the middle of it, and right through the center of your being that holds you here in this time and space is this vertical axis point, okay? And then the chakras are actually, and that spins vertically, right? So that's this energy, that's this torus field that is spinning and creating this energy that goes like this, you know, and this way too, right? So it's making this energy that goes up and down in a huge toroidal energy. Okay. So that's ultimately spinning up and spinning down. And that spin then creates at the physical level. So that torus field then starts connecting to the dimensions that we're supposed to be operating at, which are the seven chakras. And those hook in this way into this vertical line. So we have the first chakra, which is the grounding point of this. And then we have the second chakra, front and back aspects. And we'll talk about, you know, we've talked a little bit about that before, but we'll talk a little bit more about what the front aspect of each chakra means. And then the front and back aspect of the third and fourth and fifth and sixth chakra. And then the seventh chakra is up. And so that vertical line, okay, coming down that the chakras hook into, well, those are what we form matter around. So that vibrating, huge vibrating energy that has all of this stuff going on, this whole tornado of chakras and consciousness energy, okay, all comes together and it forms, you know, it forms into in our lifetimes a human body. And maybe next time it's an alien body or a, you know, or something else, maybe a planet another time. But this consciousness, this life purpose line has chosen a human life. And one of the primary energies and structures that hold the whole thing together and keep it all working at the physical level is the spine. Because the spine represents that, it's the physical manifestation of that vertical current of consciousness within you that the chakras all hook into. And just like that vertical line of energy, which is feeding the chakras, that vertical line has the physical life purpose point, spiritual life purpose point, and awakening point. And that's feeding the chakras their marching orders, their purpose in life, okay? And then what happens is, so the chakras reach out into the world and experience life, sharing who you are and receiving what the world is and integrating the world into you. So you become part of the world and then you send out more of you into the world and it's going back and forth. And we experience that through the neurons in each of the energy centers, which are each the brain, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus. So each of these are plexi, nerve plexi, in the hips and then the coccyx. Each of these have these, the coccygeal plexi, these plexi that we literally are now feeling the universe and life. I mean, we're feeling different vibrations. We feel our relationships through our heart, you know, we feel how actions, how we're in this world of motion and action and like pool balls bouncing off each other. We get that in the third chakra. That's like, you know, we get that there's planets and things and solid things that are moving around and we perceive that at that level. And then that gives us an individual sense of self as it hits the spine and the spinal column and rises up into the brain, which is sort of like it's where it pools together. The brain's job is to kind of integrate. It's supposed to synthesize, but it really is it more of an integrator. When it's in its highest way, it's a synthesizer, but really it's an integrator. And it sort of, it takes these experiences that you're having and says, oh, these are all related in somehow, or they're not related at all, or this is what I am. I've experienced life this way or that way. But so this, your spine is being fed by chakra information. Okay, so what happens is during a lifetime, depending upon how well you've used your chakras, and most of us haven't used our chakras as well as we probably ought to have, because we put vows in them, and those vows cut the chakra energy down. And it weakens the connection between the world teaching you who you are and you being able to teach the world who, you know, what you're here to do. And it disconnects you from that. And when you get disconnected from that energy that's supposed to be flowing up the spine and coming down and going back out in the world and consciousness and thoughts and all these sort of things, it weakens the spine. And a lot of people get scoliosis when they're trying to avoid a certain chakra. You know, the spine, a lot of people have sort of like a slouch, they bend sort of, they won't sit up straight. They'll do this. It's like, so the spine can't hold this energy. Okay. And so you want to be, when you think about who am I? Who you are should have a walk, right? It should have this sort of like this presence, this way it moves through that vertical energy, okay? And so what this healing is about is it is about reestablishing the chakra flow all the way through the spine. Okay. And so if you picture that when the chakras are all moving up and down the spine and information is going from the brain down to the coccyx, to each of the chakra centers, they are each of the chakras is giving you infinite amounts of information as to how you're here to support yourself physically in being here. So the spine actually acts as the physical manifestation of that vertical line of energy. So like that vertical line of energy gives your chakras their purpose. Well, the experiences that the life, the spinal column and the spinal fluid that moves up and down through your body and all goes all the way up into the pineal gland and the brain and supports all of these things, that vertical line of energy is the purpose, gives your physical purpose, your physical strength and height and balance and all of these things. So your spine is such an essential with all the nerves coming off it, essential power within you. So when we do this healing, we are going to be building up energy. So let me just make sure I won't go out of order here. So we're going to, when we do this healing, you do it face down, and I'm going to bring my son, David, in here, Marcella's son, David, and I'm going to demonstrate on him, and I'll just do the hand. I won't do the full healing, but I'm going to show you, how we do this healing, how we spin, how we create this spiral of energy, this chakra energy up and down through the body. It's great healing because as you're doing this work, it also really enhances your psychic sight to be able to watch the energies moving and feeling them, sensing them, all the different kinesthetic and visual tools that you need to do healing work. Great healing for that. And it's also incredibly powerful. So I'm not going to do the, all the setup because it's late and I'm just going to do this quick on David, but you start off with the normal, the bow, and a quick chakra balance before you do this. And then I'm going to start with there's like a, you do a little massage, like an energetic massage. Now, obviously, if you're doing it long distance, you're just energetically moving the muscles up and down the spine, sort of loosening it up. If you're doing it in person, great, great healing to do in person. You give them a little massage up and down both sides of the spine. And then what you're going to do is you're going to then charge up the energy in the lower part of the body, and you're going to clear the energy that goes up and down through the spine. So the spinal column has that tube, and the spinal cord, and that spinal cord energetically is like blue light that goes right through the body, and anywhere where it's constricted or there's a crunch in your back or something like that that's going on, or you've got no energy in that chakra, it's being held back. And so what we're doing is we start with just really giving that vertical line of energy a strong push through. And so we're going to be increasing energy in the pelvis and then sending that blue light all the way up through that out of the top of the head. So we're preparing this core energy, the spine, as an energetic being rather than just as a physical, you know, sort of rock that holds you up. Okay. And when you're done, whatever the person felt like, oftentimes they'll get off the table and they're like, wow, it doesn't even feel like I have a spine. And people that have chronic back problems, things like that, this is an incredible healing for that. Because when you're more of the energy that spirals up and down the spine, then the spine itself, the types of things, you know, the types of pain that you can have in a spine often go away. And so that's what we're going to be doing. Then we're going to do the wraps, and I'm going to show you how to do the wraps when we get there. So we are going to be, there are two ways to do the wraps, but the primary way is going to be literally just, you're just going to hold, let's see. You're going to hold at the base of the spine, at the coccyx bone, okay, and right at the occiput. So right at the, so just like literally, you're going to sink your hands in like you're holding the neck, top of the neck, right at the occiput, right at the base of the skull. You're holding that in this palm, and then you're holding the coccyx bone in this hand. Now, of course, to grab the coccyx bone is going to be very uncomfortable for people, so you're not going to actually do that. What you're going to do is you're just going to rest your hand on the flat of the high part of their butt, and you're going to let your hand sink in to that place. Okay, so we're not going to be actually doing that between their legs. We're going to be doing that on top, and I'll show you how to do that. And then what you're going to be doing is you're going to be holding your hands like this, and you're going to be sending a first red, you know, red light, sort of bring like a, from the core of the earth up, you know, bring like a thread of red, pure earth energy. And you're going to visualize it spiraling all the way up and around the spine. And then spiraling back down. Now, you know, we've taught you the pleasure current meditation, okay, which is where you lift that energy up and bring it all the way up to the crown, and then you fill the energy field this way. Well, this is the same. This is the actual healing for the spine that way. That's much more to just get the energy flowing up and down, but it does a similar thing. This one goes really deep in, and each color, and you're going to want to try to go up and down three or four times. Okay, the first time sometimes takes a little while to get through. Notice as you're doing this, is it going slower in certain areas? Okay, are certain colors moving faster than others? Does it sort of, you know, do the first chakra and then the second chakra and then skip the third chakra and it goes up here? No, make sure that you get a nice even spiral of red light up and nice even spiral of red light down. And you're not moving your hands, you're just going to be visualizing and watching and moving the energy back and forth. And then you're going to do the same thing with orange and then yellow, and then green and blue and indigo, and then you can use either white, you know, or violet for the seventh chakra. And then when you're done with that, We are going to, just want to make sure we're clear on the close. We'll be doing a standard closing, okay? Let me show you. It's probably easier to show you. Let me get David in here. We'll do this.
Hey, David.
Okay, awesome. All right, so this is my son, David. And so you can lie head up that way, same as you were before. Actually, and you're gonna be face down on this one. So, what would this? You want to put your chin up here? What was this? What would we do that? Right like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Usually, you want to be using a face cradle for this, or I just only have one pillow as well. Oh, here, I have two pillows. Here, David, let's go here. So just do this. So do that. So you put your hand. Okay. So try to give them some kind of something that they can wedge, so they don't, so their face isn't like slammed down flat on the table. But ultimately, when you're doing this long distance, it's really good for you, even though it's long distance, you can be doing it, you know, in your underwear. You can do it any way you want. Lay face down as well to receive this healing, just so you're you can really feel that, because there's an extra level of surrender when you're laying down face down. So find a way, if you have a healing table that has a hole in it or has a face cradle, great. If not, lay on a bed, lay on a couch, but make sure that you can breathe. Okay. Don't stick your face like this, because that won't last that long. So make sure you're comfortable and you can do that. So, all right. So let me just show you. I'm going to go through the hand placements and then we can talk about any questions you have about it at the end. So as we talked about, we're going to naturally, even when they're face down, you still do the bow. You know, you still do the bow and you still release the backs of the knees. Now the bow works the other way up here. Remember, when someone's face down, you're not going to pull them up this way, because that's the opposite. You're still bending them this way. So you're just pulling their head a little bit more forward. You're just tilting it a little bit more forward. Okay. As you're doing the bow on that. And then you're going to be doing, before you do this healing, you want to be doing a quick, you know, like energetically, you're just sort of re-piecing the body back together. A lot of people, you know, you release the backs of the knees, because lots of people are just up out of their bodies, bring them back in, doing a very quick chakra balance, you know, all the way through. You don't have to go this fast if you're, if you've got, you know, you can take 5 minutes or so to do it, but basically you're just reminding the body that we're going to be working with you here. We're going to make this go. And so you're going to be always bringing it all the way up to the fifth chakra and down, or you can do the hands and the arms if you want to there. And then you're just going to bring it up to chakras, 5 and 6, and then just leave it. Okay. So we're not going to close. And so now in this one, you're now going to bring your energy into, like, bringing your consciousness into your second chakra, into sort of like this ground. Feel like so much of vertical of this energy. Remember when we do the pleasure current meditation that prepares you to do higher level meditations, higher level, you know, life purpose level, soul level meditations, where you're really accessing the void and the creator, the black hole within you that's creating everything. What we're really doing is we're taking energies that have from energetic gravity have sort of been pack down into the lower chakras, your struggles, your physical pain, your emotional pain, the actions that you can't take or feel you can't do, or you can't say this, or I can't be that, or all of these things that happen in the lower chakras, which is where all the problems are. And then those are vows and wounds and things like that, that then tell the upper chakras, especially the, because all those vows close the seventh chakra, but then the sixth chakra remembers them all and has to remember what to do with them and what I need to say about those things. And then the fifth chakra says it about those things. And so you get this whole system, that needs to get this energy out of the lower chakras and up through the system. Okay. And so, they need to feel like they're strong enough to deal with these things and let them go, right? And so this healing does all of that, okay? It takes, and it's similar to that pleasure current meditation that we teach you, which you want to be doing just before you do any meditation you do, because it reminds you of this energy, takes you even further. So we're starting with building up the energy in, we're sending orange light. We're sending, just like you did for the second chakra, the emotional balancing healing, sending that orange energy in there, building this energy up. And then you're going to just turn your hands up and you're going to send, just picture that right out of your palms, you're sending a blue beam. So just picture that at the base of the spine, there's a hole where the spinal cord goes through, and it goes through all of the spine. And that hole not only holds the spinal column, but it also holds a cord of light that holds this physical structure all together and gives it a huge amount of energy. So we want to have a clear line. So we're sending that blue light. And as you start sending it, you can follow it all the way through and all the way out the crown of the head. And then you're going to do it again. You're going to send that energy. And you're sending that blue light. And then you just push it all the way through and all the way out the crown of the head. Okay? And you can do it 2, 3, 4 times, but that's basically the exercise there. Then what you're going to be doing is you're now going to, remember I said there's sort of a flat right at the top of the buttocks, okay, and you're gonna lay your hand there. That's right at the base of the spine, okay. The coccyx bone actually goes down a little further, but you're going to put your hand right here at the top, and you're going to picture that you're going to energetically, and this is if you haven't practiced sinking your hand into the body, this is a great way to practice that, and this is the first time you may be learning to do this. And you're literally letting your hands sink into the body down about this far, so that literally his spine is coming right into the center of my palm. Okay, so just picture my hand is here, but energetically it's sinking all the way in until his spine is right in my palm. And then I'm doing the same thing at the occiput, right at the base of the skull. Okay. And what I'm going to do is now, as we said, I'm going to bring that energy, that beautiful red earth energy, right up into my sending hand. And I'm going to start picturing that I'm literally creating this spiral that is literally wrapping around the spine. Okay, if you had a needle and a thread, just picture that you're weaving, you're weaving it around the spine, all the way up the spine, okay? But we're just gonna do it visually. So, and this is a great way to practice your visual sight, your sense, your kinesthetic sight. And so I'm sending the red energy all the way up. It's spiraling up. And then when it reaches this hand, it's going to spiral all the way back down. And then I'm going to do it again. And again, my hands are sunk in, so they're down here. Okay. Holding. So I'm literally creating this wrap. And each of those energetic wraps, so picture that that cord of red light is pure energy, okay, that is going to take the spine, and rather than it being a spine with bones, it all of a sudden each wrap reminds it that it's pure energy. There's nothing in the body that isn't 99.999% empty space, okay? Inside every bone is 99.999 empty space, and that's not empty space, okay? That empty space is pure energy, and this energy gives you the chakras to do this. So once we're done and it's gone, just do it up and back at least twice until it feels like it's an even wrap all the way up and all the way down. And then you're just gonna, any excess energy that was built up, you just let it go out over the crown. Then you come back down and you're gonna let the hand sink in again. Now we're gonna do orange. Orange all the way up, spiraling all the way up. And again, you're looking for anywhere where it's going slower or faster, or, you know, notice with one person you work with, the orange line is this big thick cord, and with somebody else it's a tiny little thread. Just start noticing these things. And you're just allowing it to go back and forth. And then when you feel like you've got a nice balance going, and they've now, so now the red line, so picture the red line spiraled up. Now the orange line now, just like a double helix, so it winds up, and then it winds back down, creating the double helix all the way back down, right? So it's creating this almost like a DNA structure. And then the second, the orange lays right in next to it. So now they're both going up there all the way up to the top, and then they both come all the way back down, and they're wrapping through, and they're creating this double helix of energy coming back down, and they're really wrapping in. And then we do the same thing, so we clear any of second chakra energy that's sort of created its excess there. And now we're going to the yellow, and we're doing the yellow up, the yellow down, the yellow up, the yellow down, and we sweep through. And again, that's literally laying in right next to the orange and the red. Okay, so now the spine is starting to be totally wrapped in this pure field of energy. And then we go to the green, and we're sending the green all the way up and all the way down. And it may take time for you to do this. It may not be, it may go slowly. Sometimes when you get to the higher chakras, things go faster, but sometimes they don't, depending upon the person, depending upon where they're, where they need the support. So you're there to sort of help them make sure that this flow goes all the way up and all the way back down. And then we're going to be releasing the green. And then we're going to be going to the sky blue. Blue. And again, all the way up, all the way down, and just noticing, if the person's having a hard time, speaking in their relationships, maybe the blue line has a hard time going through the heart center, or supporting that part. It kind of tries to skip that. Just be aware. If you see anything like that, just be patient, let it go back and forth again. And the next time, just sort of allow yourself to hold the intention that blue will fill in and lay in right next to the red, the orange, the yellow, the green, okay? And then any excess goes out. And then we're doing it again. And we're going with the indigo blue. We're sending all the way up and down the spine. And then any excess goes out. And then we're going to get to the seventh chakra. Now you can wrap in white. I like white, beautiful, like almost starlight, like sparkling starlight, where you're going to be wrapping it all the way up and around. And this is going to encase the spine. You can also, if you see gold, you can use gold. Gold is a great way to encase the spine. But this sort of pulls, it's sort of the last, if there were like, there's like seven grooves, right? And they all fit together perfectly, these seven grooves. And how many would that be? Seven grooves. And then they're all literally working together all the way up the spine and then all the way back down the spine, laying over each other, so that the entire spine now has this entire spiral, this rainbow of spiraled light all the way up and down. And then before you go to your close, what you're going to be doing is you're just going to stop and you're just going to hold it and just feel what it feels like to feel an energetic spine, okay? As Carolyn Mace had said, people need a backbone, not a wishbone. And a real backbone is incredibly flexible. And you'll be amazed, people that have had chronic 20, 30 years of back problems, you do this with them and they'll get off the table and they'll be like, oh my God, my back is so loose. I've never felt it so loose. And it's not that it's loose, it's that they've now stopped making it a back and turned it into what it really is, which is pure energy, which is really what energy medicine is about. And you understand that your cells are 99.99999% energy and non-matter, and you put more attention on that, things change in a very positive way. Okay, so then after we're done with that, we're gonna clear, and then we're gonna just do, and you can do the close with their head down, same as usual. Okay, you can either send or hold here, and you're sending the energy all the way down and all the way back, and you are you're creating a vision for them to remember that this flowing, effortless back that they have right now, this is how power, real strength, this is where it comes from. It's not something, it's not work. It's not getting your spine stronger and muscles stronger, even though it's really good to go to the gym for the first chakra. But really that energy, that flowing energy up and down is very, very important. And then you're going to close the front and then the back, and that's the healing. So
hey, Reese.
Yes.
Several people have asked, when you're wrapping the spine, is there a particular direction you wrap up with or back down with, clockwise, counterclockwise? What is the recommendation?
I'm gonna let David go so he can release his neck. So thank you, David. Give David a round of applause here. That was really super good. I don't know why, but it seems that that energy, when it's in its positive form, flows in a clockwise direction. Chakras that flow clockwise are balanced. They've got energy that can move in and out. Counterclockwise chakras are projecting. They're out there. So when you're sending the energy up, clockwise up, okay? And then from the other hand, from the other perspective, it goes the other way, clockwise down. So that's why they cross each other, cross, 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 all the way back down. So you'd want clockwise up and clockwise down. At first, I wouldn't worry about which direction it's spinning. Okay, maybe as you get much better at this, the main thing is it's spinning and it's wrapping up and around, up around the spine, okay? If you're thinking, oh God, I got to send it clockwise, which way is clockwise? That's going to mess you up. Just, you're going to send that energy out and just picture red light wrapping around the spine all the way up and then wrapping around the spine all the way down. Okay. Any other questions?
I have one.
Yeah.
What was it? Just like went out of my head. Maybe it'll come back really quick. Yes. Okay. So when we're wrapping, should we be envisioning, say, if it's the red going up and then the red coming down. And then when we get to the orange, is it just envisioning the orange going up and down or the red and the orange together?
So I was saying that that naturally without your help, without even your thinking about it, the orange will naturally lay in right next to it. They build. So the chakras create this, literally this flexible, energetic, like literally you feel taller when you're done with this healing. You feel more, it's like, God, my spine just, I mean, even just doing that energy, it's like, wow, my spine's just like, it's not as solid anymore. So it naturally does that. You don't have to worry about that. You can, I like to envision that sort of from the, either up through my, the core of my body, or up from the earth, right up into their first chakra. Where am I? I'm here. I envision that cord of energy just comes up, like it's like a thread, you know, and really visualize, really taste the color, you know, and the texture of it, you know, and each one, and notice that for each person that you work with, there'll be different brightnesses. Some will be like fire engine red, and others will be, you know, more like a deeper sort of burgundy red, and others will be. So, and each of those colors are very subtly teaching you who this person is. Okay, so everybody has slightly different colors, vibrations, thicknesses. You know, some will really wrap heavy and strong, and others are just going to be like light and airy and moving down there. And that, of course, has a lot to do with the profile as well. So then you sort of realize, oh, yeah, of course, that person's going to have that energy that's like whipping up and down because they're a creative idealist, you know, whereas if they've got, you know, that team player energy, very solid, very strong backs, that kind of thing. So for sure.
Reese, it's almost similar to the pleasure current. We're pulling one color up at a time and yes. Building it, and it builds and builds. You also have your crystal, but I have the picture of it that I'll share with them that shows how it was wrapped so they can get an idea of that.
Right. I won't have that with me.
I know you won't, but I have it.
Yeah, you got the picture of it. Good. I've got a picture of it too. That's a good thing to have. Yeah. Okay.
Lisa, I have another question. So, you know, this is...
Wait, Cindy, hang on. We have three other people with hands up. I'll come back to you afterward, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, so Zachary, you're next.
Hey, does this have anything to do with Kundalini, or does it affect Kundalini in any way to be doing the energy moving up the spine?
So, yes. Everything that the vertical line of energy that creates the chakras, that's what Kundalini energy is trying to get at, trying to do. So everything we teach you is a full integration of all these different things. So yes, in the pleasure current meditation that we taught you, that we teach you to get ready for, you're using the Kundalini breath, right? You're holding the breath, you're pushing the energy up, you're spiraling that energy up, and then you're letting it out. And then, you know, whereas Kundalini just sort of keeps it up there, I want you to then let it come all the way back down. I haven't taught you the other way to do it yet, but the other way to do the spiral is the other way, through the crown, all the way down. So you're taking the breath in, you're breathing it in, because the torus field goes down and around just as much as goes up and around, because the torus field is creating both worlds and, you know, consciousness simultaneously. The upper part of it is connecting to spirit, and the lower part of it is you know, creating dense matter and particles and atoms and things like that. So yes, the answer is it's all Kundalini and it's all full spectrum and it's all Reiki and it's all, everything's in that spiral. Everything that you need for energy is in that vertical current of energy that then also comes out into the chakras. So yes. My education that I want to help you with is when you learn Kundalini yoga, you learn an incredible system, but it's limited to Kundalini yoga. It isn't going to bridge into really understanding why chakras are what they are or how to heal with it or how to anything. It just teaches you about that. I want you to understand these energies as sort of like, these are all integrated. There's no healing modality that isn't part of all the other healing modalities. This illusion, which is just like our medicine, you know, you go to the podiatrist and you say, hey, can you look at my hand? They're like, I don't know what a hand looks like. I don't even know what a hand is. I'm a podiatrist, you idiot. You know, the same thing has happened in medicine, in energy work. There's a million ways. Oh no, I'm a wooshy roo rather than a kushy who. And it's like, okay, you know, you mean you only do that? Isn't it all one thing? And when you start looking at all these things, so I teach you many, many, many. So as we go through these healings, you're going to see that we're going through many, many, many different types of healing modalities to teach you that this is, you've got to, the healer has to integrate everything. Okay. So yes, if you want to do, if you're doing Kundalini yoga, every time you do the pleasure current meditation, when you're doing this spiral, you are integrating, but I would say that it's the opposite of a Kundalini experience. You're going to feel at the end of this healing so solid, so not like solid, like a rock solid, but so present. Whereas with Kundalini, you really feel like you're out there. It's like, wow, I'm flying.
That's the big reason I asked. I don't particularly care about Kundalini yoga or know that much about it. I just know from a bit of reading, like the experience with Kundalini awakening or as the energy moves can be very like disorienting or whatever. So that's the main reason I asked. So it sounds like, yes, it's the same kind of energy in a more holistic way, but it won't.
It's a grounding effect. It's too much. This is moving that Kundalini energy to remind you that Kundalini energy really should be integrating you, not having you escape from your life. Now, when Kundalini energy, when they call Kundalini, oh, that's the Kundalini moving. You could have just released anything out of a chakra. I mean, that serpent, which is the spiral of energy going up through your body, which is the torus field, is just coming up and it's liberating rather than manifesting. So the life purpose line does this all the time. It's just going up and down, and it's going down and around, and it's going up and around. Okay. And it's spinning while it's doing this. It's doing this vertical spin. Okay. And this is just what we're made of. Okay. And if you call it Kundalini on the way up, and that is like breaking these stuck things in your body on its way up. You're like, oh my God, that was Kundalini. And now I'm crazy because now all of a sudden all these things that you were pretending weren't there are moving. You know, it's just like, no, I'm living now. I'm like, now this is a new life. And so many people are terrified of the Kundalini. It's like, oh my God, I'm going crazy. I'm going to end up in a padded cell, you know, It wasn't Kundalini that got you in that set pad itself. It was that you didn't necessarily cope with your life that well. So you're all going to have in this course, you're all going to have Kundalini releases. You're going to have these like, you know, dreams all of a sudden, and you're going to have energy moving and you won't really understand it. It's because every healing modality releases energies that have been caught for years. And when they come up, they're going to be disorienting. Because it's just energy you just aren't used to. And then when you get used to the idea that, oh, that's, and we teach you that's natural rather than, oh my God, you're having a Kundalini experience, which scares the shit out of you because nobody even knows what that is. There's no way, there's nothing you can do with that. So a lot of people get terrified of this energy rather than saying, oh no, because when you get this energy with us, we're going to tell you, That is so cool. Stay with it, move with it, bring it into this area, bring it into this consciousness, and we'll teach you how to manage it. So yeah, that's why we don't tend to have that many, you know, crazy Kundalini experiences, because everything is releasing energy. And when you release it, we teach you where to put it after it's come out of its hiding place. Okay. Kathy, you're next. Awesome.
Reese, just real quick, time check. It's 8:03. I let the twos know that you're running a little over.
Okay, yeah. I'll just do these two questions and then we'll be done.
Okay, mine's pretty quick, I think. What happens if you're working with someone that cannot lie on their stomach? Like,
You can do that.
Yeah. If you're doing it long distance for them, like, could you visualize them being on their stomach, or does it matter? Like,
absolutely. Yeah. As a matter of fact, even if they can't lay on their stomach long distance, you're going to visualize that they're laying down. You're working with them from the back.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem. Francesca? Francesca?
We can't hear you, Francesca.
Seems like she's got her mic on.
Yeah.
Try shutting it off and turning it back on, Francesca. Yeah, so it must be your setting on your computer or...
Yeah, her volume might be down on the computer.
Your volume, can you turn your volume up on your computer? Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. Just type it in.
Yeah, type it in chat.
Type it in the chat.
Where do you visualize the energy coming from?
Those colors, since they're chakra colors, they're all really present in the earth. So the seven chakras are what everything in the world that you perceive and can run into and think about, and sort of, you know, all of the seven, that we live in a seven chakra universe. So the 3D world is a seven chakra universe. And so when you're calling up these energies, they're coming out of this physical field. So the world, the earth, is made of this, look at the earth, look at all of, you know, the trees are green, the sky is blue, you know, the night sky is indigo, you know, the sun that comes through everything is yellow. These are all the colors that are making up our reality. So you can draw from any of those, or just literally, I just pull them right up straight through the body out of the earth. I like, you know, it's like there's a core of energy coming right up through the body. So hopefully that answers your question there. Okay, how do you know which kind of energy healing? So Cindy, her question was how do we know which one to use? If someone's having a very difficult time sort of feeling at home in the world, that's really anyone's having any problem at all, that's the first chakra healing. That's the chakra balance. People that are having any type of emotional issue or aren't having emotional issues, they need to have the second chakra, the emotional balancing technique, because people that are fine are having emotional issues. And then in the third chakra, really it's like the first place you look on the third chakra in the spinal healing is, how well does the person, well, first of all, do they stand up? Do they sit up? You know, do they have like a good presence, you know, and sort of like sense of here I am. But also much more importantly, and it's sort of like psychologically and what you're looking for, how well do they support themselves in their lives? How well do they stand up for themselves? Not in like the ego, which is like, I stand up for myself, screw everybody else. It's not, it's like, how much I would, maybe even more like, how well do they dance with friends? You know, how fluid are they moving in and out of them and other people? You know, and then of course, if they have chronic back problems, neck problems, spine problems, that is a sign that there's a chakra locked up in there somehow that needs, and this definitely changes that and transforms that. All right. I gotta go. You guys are all awesome.
Thank you.
Enjoy. And I will see you all next weekend. We'll have a blast.
Take care.
Thanks, Reese.
Bye, Reese.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you.